We're talking this week about questions that our children want to ask, need to ask, sometimes ask, but sometimes never ask, but they still need to be answered, so we need to anticipate them. Obviously, the biggest, most difficult question is about a child's sexuality. If you listen to this broadcast with your child, you may want to consider the fact that we're going to talk about their sexuality, pornography, homosexuality, masturbation. You may want to plug this in your ears. I, as a parent, however, would be listening to this with my children to open up the lines of communication.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J, and this week we're talking about those difficult parent-child discussions. Yesterday, we kind of hit on the topic of death and how that's a big topic, and it's bound to come up eventually.
And I don't think it comes up right away with children and right away with teenagers and right away with 20 or 30-somethings because they don't think it's a reality. Mm-hmm. First of all, they're invincible. Second of all, they're young. And yet it is a reality. And then when are they going to have the discussion? I think that the reality that this is not the place we were meant to be is a reality. Right. And I took my children to funerals. I took them late because I didn't get it. Yeah, I took them later than I would do if I do it over again. If I got to go to a funeral and I had a grandchild that was 10, I'd take him with me to have that discussion. Mm. Now, whether Tori would release him or not to do that is a whole other issue. But I think we tend to want to hide them in Tupperware and they lie in bed at night having these questions and don't know how to ask them. Mm-hmm. So definitely death is one of them.
But today we're going to tackle the big topic, the sex questions.
The big S.
Yes.
Yes. And here's what happens with the big S. Our children early on, and we've had a whole week on this, but they begin, your oldest child sees you pregnant and asks you, what's that? And that's the baby. How's it get in there? How's it get out of there? And we have these most bizarre stories rather than reading the sex books with them that we should be reading with them. And then we never answer their questions because we never read the sex books. And so the other ancillary questions that come along with this, like pornography and homosexuality and masturbation. We can't possibly get to those questions because we haven't talked early on about the other questions. It's a taboo topic. Yeah. It's only been a taboo topic, in my opinion, for the past four generations. Prior to that, people grew up on a farm, walked into the barn, oh my goodness, what's going on there? And it became a topic and it became a discussion. So let me make the transfer. An interesting transfer, and let me give you a whole different picture here. Taught Roby to fish when he was five. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, he hooks this little bass and brings it in and bursts into tears because I'm talking about it's a good bass. We're going to eat it. We're going to cook it and eat it.
And it's like, what, 3-4 inches?
No, it's a big bass. Oh, okay. And he wants to let it go. He doesn't. He can't believe we're going to eat it. And he gets all this face. And then all of a sudden he goes and runs off by himself. And he said, Dad, do pigs have to die for us to eat hot dogs? And I said, yes, they do. That's the way it works. They make the transfer. In our sexuality, seeing your cat have kittens, seeing your dog have puppies, how did that happen? But see, they didn't grow up on the farm and they didn't walk on into something where, yike. And plus the fact for thousands of years, it was a one-room house anyway. I don't know how that worked.
Awkward.
I'm leaving that alone. Yeah.
Right.
We act like they don't have sex questions. And then we have a child who gets himself an iPad and he puts in the Google at 10 years old on iPad. Naked girls because he's got questions. Our children have questions. Mm-hmm. And so I think we need to anticipate the questions and we need to prepare for the questions and we need to move on those questions and we need to ask the questions so that they'll ask questions and we need to answer the questions and sex is one of them. Why would, if I'm not talking to my child about sex, if I'm not talking to my child about how babies are made and I'm not talking to him about the sanctity and the beauty of the marriage relationship, and then think about this, Roby, this is one of the most amazing things. God made us sexual. Mm-hmm. It's kind of the first commandment in Genesis 2, be fruitful and multiply. He tells us, right. And Roby, there are passages in the Song of Solomon that really talk about the sexual relationship and the beauty and the giving of ourselves to each other. And there's a passage that says that my body's not my own anymore. It belongs to my spouse. Mm-hmm. And so this whole thing of our sexuality, two things very different. One, it's one of those things that a husband and wife share only with each other. Two, out of that, our sexuality and the physicalness of the sexuality is where babies come from. Mm-hmm. He could have had them delivered by UPS.
Right.
I mean, there really could have been initially a stork UPS, then a little brown truck UPS, but he didn't. He did it this way. But with all of those things that are given to us by God, evil and the world tries to pollute. Mm-hmm. Evil tries to make it bad. All the good things that God gave us. Even, something as basic as food. Food is a great thing, but there's this word, Roby, called gluttony. Mm-hmm. And gluttony is when you eat too much. Mm-hmm. You know, like you did when you ate that whole pack of Fig Newtons. Is that what you mean, Deb? Yes, well, yeah, I didn't want to talk about me right now, but yeah. Yes, that whole thing that you saw me do, I couldn't even believe I did, or the pack of potato chips, or whatever it is. And so talking to Roby and talking to Tori, growing up and helping them anticipate the questions, because there's questions that come after the sexual questions. But everybody has questions about sex, and everybody's awkward talking about sex. Mm-hmm. And that just perpetuates the next generation awkward about talking about sex, and then the next, and then the next. And we never have the deeper discussions. Mm-hmm. Why do you think parents feel awkward talking about
sex? Well, going to ask you the same question. I think maybe we just grew up with, again, those taboos also from our parents. You know, you don't ask those things, you know, some things you just don't ask. And my mom even mentioned something to me one day. She said, well, I always kind of thought you'd figure it out.
Let's just wait a minute and recognize that your mom.
My mom is amazing.
Is a major name here in South Florida. She's the one we go to for advice. And yet even that, and even brilliant and highly educated, taught at the college level, university level. And even that, she makes a statement, I kind of thought you'd figure it out. So this just relieves every person listening here right now. Okay. Ruthie's mom too. Okay. I'm good there. So getting that and taking the next step, I think we, your mom's generation and my generation, use that as an excuse. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to do it. I don't want to do it. I'm uncomfortable doing it.
Well, I'll say I had multiple embarrassing moments at school using words I didn't know their meaning. And their meanings were not good. Mm-hmm. And it was a very public use of these words. And so I learned really hard with those meanings. And I always thought to myself, I'm going to teach my kids a little younger than when my parents had those conversations with me, which they didn't have very much. Mm. But I always thought I need to, because I don't want my kids to have those same embarrassing moments. You know, you have no idea. Fourth, fifth grade, they're talking about this stuff already.
Fourth and fifth grade is the new middle school, junior high.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We're here at Sheridan House. We have homes for middle school kids. We're talking about a home for elementary school kids right now. Yes, it's a reality. So we know that they have sex questions. We need to talk to them about who they are sexually, but then we need to take it the next step and talk to them about the sex pollutants that are reality out there. Everybody has questions. What's really wrong with looking at pornography? Dad, if I go on the internet and look at pornography, I'm not touching anything. I'm not doing anything. So how can that be wrong? And it's wrong on many, many levels. But kids, let me talk to you about why that's wrong. It says in the book of Matthew, in the Gospel of Matthew, that you've heard it said you should not commit adultery. And by the way, I believe committing adultery is having sex before you're married. That's not your wife. Mm-hmm. It's not just having sex with somebody else after you're married. It's having sex before you're married. Mm-hmm. You have violated the marriage relationship before you're married. Joseph said to Potiphar's wife, how could I do such a thing and sin against God? I can't do this with you. But Jesus said in one of the six great but I says, you've heard it said you should not commit adultery. But I say, if you even look at a woman with lust in your eyes, you've committed adultery with her in your heart. Mm-hmm. So why not look at pornography? Because it's a sin. And Jesus said it's a sin. We know from the counseling room, it's not only a sin, it becomes an addiction. It's worse than a sin. It's something that all of a sudden your fantasy world is horrible. Son, what if that's somebody's sister on that screen? That's somebody's mother on that screen. Mm-hmm. Look what you're doing for your future on that screen. And your spouse, your future wife, will have a very difficult time competing with that airbrushed, whatever that is on there. Mm-hmm. So that's why we don't do it. I think the issue of pornography, we need to not wait till we discover it. We need to get active in talking to our kids about why it's the wrong thing to do.
I just think sometimes, though, parents struggle as to, you know, what age do I start telling my kids about that? I mean, even girls, because girls have to know about, you don't dress that way, or, you know, we are so strict about the ratings of the movies we bring home, but all you have to do is turn on Prime TV. I mean, even some of the Spanish channels, it's pornography right there on primetime family time TV. Shocking.
I used to go get Rosemary a gift every year at Victoria's Secret till the Victoria's Secret special. That was horrible. It was an insult to the American female. In fact, and this has nothing to do with today, but I'm amazed the American female hasn't risen up and said enough of using us as meat. Mm. We're supposed to be liberated now? I don't think so. It's worse than ever.
Some moms are rising up about young girls' clothes, though, also saying, why are we sexualizing our girls?
If all of a sudden people that watch those things stopped watching those things, and if all of a sudden people took a stand and started buying the product, something would happen. We're degrading the American female worse than ever before. So you're a little girl watching that, wondering, that's what I need to do to get attention or get to Dance with the Stars or whatever it is.
Right.
Yeah, I think that we wonder what age, and I think the difficult part is it's a younger age than we imagine. If a 10-year-old is Googling naked girls, it's earlier than we imagine. So I think the minute your child is old enough to be using Google, it's the time to start talking. And so that's they just drove off the side of the road. Yeah. Again, they're breathing in the bag. I think that we need to see that our children are curious. They're not devious. They're curious. Uh-huh. It will become a devious perversion later on, but they're curious. Mm-hmm. And the ages of kids discovering pornography or pornography discovering them and becoming a predator at them is astounding today. And so when do I talk to my children about sex? I think I start talking to them at about 3 and 4 years old when they're asking me where do babies come from. And then I use the right anatomical parts of the body when I talk to them. Penis is a penis. I don't need little nicknames. There's no nickname for my elbow.
Right.
And then I move on from there and begin talking to them about their sexuality. And I think that's reading the books to them at 7, 8, 9, and 10. And there's so much great material out there today. And Focus on the Family has great material you can order today. A whole series for both genders that you can order the whole package and have it at home. I think it's wonderful. But you read it with them. You don't just say, hey, take a look at this when you get a chance.
Right.
You read it with them. And you read it with them because then it opens the door to pornography. Pornography is an insult. Mm-hmm. Pornography is a sin. But I say that you've committed adultery with her in your heart if you've thought about it in your mind, Jesus said to those guys. I actually had a man on a Wednesday night service. I'll never forget this. We were going through the Sermon on the Mount. We went through the Beatitudes. We're going through the 6 But I Says, where Jesus just brings it on. I love the But I Says. And it was a small enough church with, on a Wednesday night, under 200. So we would put round tables up and it was a Q&A, take me on.
Nice.
And they were killing me. They were awesome. So this man, I love this guy, brand new in church. This was a new experience for him. And he raises his hands. Let me get this right. So you're saying I can't even look at that stuff, even if I don't touch it. And I thought, you know, how pure is this?
Yeah.
We have reached a point where we've become such a not Judeo-Christian culture that we don't get it anymore.
Yeah.
We don't get that Jesus tells us not to do it for us.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes an addiction that a wife can never compete with a fantasy world, and it pollutes your sexuality. So I want to help my kids know that, no, this is an issue we'll take on. It's the same thing with homosexuality and masturbation. I need to anticipate those questions.
Mm-hmm.
Why is homosexuality wrong, Dad? I need to not wait for that question. I need to say, let me talk to you. Because, you know, I know you're in a school today that promotes it as an alternative. And I know you're in a world today that has, you know, somebody dancing with the stars who's had a sex change.
Mm-hmm.
You are fearfully and wonderfully made. God made you specifically. He wove you together in your mother's womb. Why would you alter that? That's an insult to God. And he's created man and woman. It says it over and over and over, not just in Romans, but it's right in the first book. The man and wife were both naked and not ashamed. Not these two human beings, regardless of their gender.
Mm-hmm.
But we should not expect the world to believe what we believe. The world just wants to be comfortable, and can't we all get along? And we have not given the message well, and we've not loved the sinner well.
Mm.
We're all sinners, and we all fall short. And the whole masturbation thing, he didn't create your sex organs for you to stimulate yourself.
Mm-hmm.
He created your sex organs as a bonding between a husband and a wife.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get those discussions going? You either listen to a broadcast like this with your child and then have the discussion, or you get, you know, some Focus on the Family materials where they bring it up. If it's hard for you to bring up, and let them do the discussion of why you shouldn't do that. And then you have the talks with your children, ongoing talks of why this is wrong to do. And your son masturbation or daughter masturbation is stimulating yourself sexually, touching your sexual organs with your hand to bring yourself pleasure. But you do that by having a fantasy world that's a sin against God.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sin against God. There are many sins against God. That's not the unpardonable sin.
Right.
That's a sin against God. We are shooting for living a life that's pleasing to God. We need to have those discussions with our children.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J, tackling the difficult parent-child discussions. And we do have a whole week's worth of programs on just this topic of how do you talk to your kids about sex. So you can find it in the archives online at parentingtoday.org, where you can also hear this program again and share it with your friends. Again, it's online at parentingtoday.org. And if you want to find out more about Sheridan House Family Ministries, support the ministry that puts on this program, and the many resources available through the ministry and all the things they do, you can go online to shfm.org. It's short for Sheridan House Family Ministries. Again, it's shfm.org. And we'll see you here tomorrow for more on those difficult parent-child discussions here on Parenting Today.